And joining me here at the halftime break, victorious head coach Casey Krager of Sioux Central girls basketball. And first, coach, we talked about in the pregame a little bit of rust maybe in the first quarter, but boy, by the end, everybody was firing on all cylinders. Your team ends up putting up 67 and pulling away for the win tonight.
Yeah, you always wonder how you're going to come back and play after the Christmas break like that, not seeing competition since like December 19th, I guess, was our last game. So happy with the way the girls came out. We did practice well over break, so not surprising how we played tonight.
Talk about, you know, your team's now 9-1. Anytime you go on the road, it's a challenge. But straight out of the new year, I mean, you got to like what you saw out of your team. Even when things were rusty, it seemed like the defense was playing well when the offense wasn't quite putting things together at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Our defense was really good. We played a lot of man-to-man defense tonight. We really didn't run any zone press or anything. It was just straight man-to-man. Thought the girls were finding themselves in the right spots a lot. We rebounded well, and then that led to a lot of transition baskets for us.
You look at the first half, and then ultimately in the game, you end up with three double-digit scores. Unofficially, I had Brady Krager there for 20, and then Avery Wilson and Morgan Christian both for 17. All had double digits scoring in the first half. Talk about that. I mean, getting two double-digit scores is big, but three in your first game back here in 2024.
Yeah, those girls have been doing it for us all year. We got three really nice scorers on this team, so they're sharing the ball well. They're finding each other when they're open. All them girls are shooting the ball at a high percentage, which is good. So we just need to keep that up, and
You look at the second half, if you want to call it a scoring lull, I guess, in the second quarter with 14, your team bursts out of the second half into the third quarter for 26. What was really working well for your team? I mean, you score 22 in the first and then turn around in the third and score 26 and really separate yourself from the Raptors in that quarter.
Well, we talked about it at halftime, how we had to come out and make a statement in the first 3 minutes of the second half. We challenged the girls to think that the score was 0-0. And I thought, yeah, like you said, our defense was good, our rebounding was good, outlets. And then we shot the ball at a high percentage tonight. I don't have the stats right now, but I'm going to guess it had to be upper 50%. Because we were getting the ball to the girl in the right spot when she could score it.
And then now you look ahead to Friday. You play host to West Bend Mallard. Give us some of your thoughts of what you're going to take from tonight and put toward the Wolverines coming up.
Yeah, just keep on building what we're doing, limiting turnovers, rebounding, you know, working on different defensive pressures and different things that we can do with our athleticism. And expect a good game out of West Bend Mallard. They've got a nice post player. They've got a couple good guards. And they've got some kids that have been playing for 2 and 3 years. So we got to expect a battle on our hands Friday night and just hope we can come out ready to play and give it our best effort.
Well, Coach, you'll try to get win number 10 already coming up on Friday. Congrats on the win tonight. Again, your team winning 67-33.
Yep, thanks a lot, Jonathan. Thanks for the coverage and all the listeners and everything out there. Thank you.
We're happy to do it. And that was head coach Casey Krager of the victorious Sioux Central Rebel girls basketball team. Again, now sitting with a record of 9-1.